This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't need a lot of opportunities for Tage or for JJ, and I think that Tuck is a great piece, good defensively, long stick, gets his opportunities, probably has missed as high a quality opportunities as anybody on the team. So like the way the line is going, and I'd like to see him continue.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff on WGR this morning. Check it out using the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and anything else you might have missed from that show. I was a late scratch this morning. I had arranged with Joe to drop by.
Oh.
With a trivia question, but something came up. So that'll be tomorrow.
All right, good.
I have until tomorrow now to come up with a trivia question for them.
See, now here I thought the process meant that you had a trivia question that was so good that you had to come in to deliver it. But the truth is, you don't even have the question yet.
Well, I still go, I'm going back and forth between questions.
I see.
I'll just be calling in. I'm not coming in.
Oh, okay.
Drop by was more figurative.
Oh,
actually.
Okay, I understand.
But tomorrow. I'll.
I understand now.
Quote, make an appearance.
I misunderstood earlier. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes. Always great to talk to Travis Yost. The Sabres and the Ducks are the only two teams so far, and the Sabres had those early extra games. Although much of the league has caught up. Still, seven games, no power play goals. That's kind of amazing. And they did give up a shorthanded goal. So they're minus for the season with the man advantage. And you had it. Penalty killing 72% after Saturday's win in Chicago. So not the worst. Edmonton is like 55.
I mean, that's just no way to live.
Like, we need to play them.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be careful, but
right,
yeah. I need the Sabres to play Edmonton.
Yeah, they haven't exactly gotten off to a great start either out there, Edmonton. They just, they're 2-4. Yeah, 2-4. Sabres are ahead of them. We got to lose your point there.
End the season.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be like in the 80s penalty kill. Like,
for sure.
It's just not, that is not going to work for you at all. So they're going to have to get both of those things straightened out. And it'd be nice if, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, Travis, half full, half empty, what do you want first? It'd be nice if they had, you know, a half-decent record while that was struggling. Because you could go, well, look, they're not going to give up, you know, 30% on the penalty kill, and they're not going to go 0-for on the power play. But they're already, you know, I mean, they won Saturday, but they're, you know, they've dug themselves a hole here, 2-4-1 to start. And, you know, I guess this, maybe if the special teams get it together at some point soon here, that can help them dig out. But, man, it just would be nice. One more win would look pretty good, considering the special teams tragedy that we've been witnessing so far this year. Because, again, you would expect that to right size at some point and come around. And, you know, maybe you could get going. But let's hope they're not buried. This next stretch here, I mean, they got Detroit on Saturday, and Detroit is behind them in the standings, two fewer games played. But Dallas and Florida are the other two games around that.
They own Florida.
That is tough.
As long as Florida doesn't have its best players.
Right. They, the three best guys are
after
out.
Reinhardt.
Right.
803-0550 to join us. Ross Tucker in less than half an hour. Cooper Kupp. What I think is interesting about this report is that the Rams aren't being reported as taking calls on Cooper Kupp. They are making calls involving him. And that's pretty bold.
I found that notable, too. Yeah.
Wow. They're shopping him. This is something I think teams are loath to have you think about them. That, oh, no. Remember Kevin Adams with the Sabres? Like, no. Like, he went long on how it was technically wrong or just, in his mind, flat-out wrong to say they were shopping Mittelstadt, like, a week before he was traded.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that can be precarious for teams to do. But this would be one, I think. I mean, Cooper Kupp is such a well-established player that it's probably already sort of he knows. And maybe even he wants a chance to play somewhere else. For whatever reason, I think it's a little surprising. Like, the Rams aren't good, but they're also not dead.
Right.
And with Stafford.
And they're also not starting over. Well, maybe this is a sign that they're about to, but, like, Kupp is you know, still under contract for a couple years. Stafford is, unless they think the thing's going to blow apart and, like, Kupp is the first step. Like, you know, Donald retired, and maybe they just think, like, you know what, we don't have it. Let's fall back and regroup. But, yeah, I find all of that really, like, important. It's an important distinction that they're calling to try to trade the player. And, you know, he's certainly been one of the very best guys in the league. And I don't, I've seen some today of, like, you know, it's such a specific role he plays within McVay's offense that – You maybe shouldn't expect to get the same sort of production, same value out of having him outside of McVay's structure. And all I do is think Andy Reid would find a way to use Cooper Kupp really well. I'm pretty confident he would find a way to make that work for the Chiefs and for Mahomes.
That's the team.
And I'm terrified of that. I just do not need to see them get that right. I mean, I'm over here like... Like my Amari Cooper move, it's a good deal. I didn't need Devontae Adams instead of Cooper. I'm happy with Cooper. That was the guy I was targeting anyway. Fine, I'm good. Cooper Kupp is available? What? Like that's what happens in my brain when I come into work and see that. Like, come on.
I'm excited about Cooper like everybody else, and I applaud the Bills for making that move. It makes them better, and it's still... You know,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Plenty of season left. Like, it's an aggressive, smart, I think, decision. One thing about football, like, I'll usually be quick to, man, it would be better. I mean, not better. Teams should trade more. I'm pretty quick to that, you know? Football is always, like, hockey, we had the whole tanking business, and you have that in other sports, too. And football has been the one where I think it's more offensive to put that label on teams. Like, not around here. We don't – there's no tanking around here, which, okay. I mean, there should be, but if it's, like, somehow you're above it or below it, whatever it would be, so be it. But, you know, saying all that, it's easy to say – all this, make more trades, be aggressive, good job, Bills, Jets too. I mean, I know they're 2-5, but I think that's what they should be doing, is trying to salvage it. One bad play, and you lose your guy. And we've had so many injuries, at receiver, especially this year. And think about last night, where the Bucs were in first place. And Evans and Godwin, who've been there for so long and have just been so productive, they both go away in one game, like probably for Godwin, if not also for Evans, for the year. And it's just cruel.
Yeah.
So that's like, I don't predict injuries. I feel like there's no point in trying to do that. But it's got to be part of the calculus in this, is whether it's the Chiefs with Kupp or some other team, or the Bills and Cooper, Adams, anybody.
Pay a premium for one, a guy that, yeah, right.
One bad hit.
Right.
And, oh, well, you know, too bad you spent a good draft pick to get this guy and it made sense. It just is always like right around the corner for teams. I don't know what you do about it. I mean, the league has gone a long way, and I think most of it is authentic, to try to protect players, to try to reduce injuries. Nobody wants it. But is there really a way to turn it around, because the field's not getting bigger? Is the field getting bigger? I mean, just, is there going to be some kind of drastic move? And the game suffers, I think coaches, I think, would tend to say, the game suffers because of a relative lack of practice time, training camp, you know, it's not physical, and all of that adds up to, I don't know if it adds up to broken ankles, but I think the product from their side of things suffers for that, but it's maybe the best we can do to try to keep it from even being worse.
Well, I tell you, we touched briefly, I think, on, you know, the way the Buccaneers handled that game late. And like, I understand a minute left, your win probability is under 1% because you need a touchdown and an onside kick and then a field goal to even tie it and force overtime. It's defensible to keep going there with a minute left. What I think is harder to defend, and I recognize that the player plays a role in this too, but Evans, right from the start, the first pass, he got a touchdown right away, and he's a mess. Like, he's hobbled right away. Like, what is he doing in the game to begin with? Like, that just seems crazy to me. That somebody met, you know, a medical, a trainer or somebody didn't like watch him run and go, yeah, no.
I don't know.
We should wait a week.
I don't know. Maybe that might be fair, but think of that guy never misses, right? I mean, he just never misses. You're going to tell him that he was healthy enough. I guess you're saying maybe he shouldn't have been considered
as
that.
As soon as he did anything, he was laboring, and then it went down permanently, and it was just, you know. Maybe even after the first, you know, maybe he should have never gone back. After he caught the touchdown, he's hobbled to the sideline. I thought he was done then. And then he came back out. It got hurt on the one he dropped in the end zone, and that was the end of it for him. I just think someone could have intervened there to protect him. But, you know, it's also revisionist here now. But I'm, you know, especially because Godwin got hurt like he did.
Well, you just cross your fingers. Try to look away. I mean, think of San Francisco. I mean, you've had Ayuk is gone for the year. Samuel missed the last game. McCaffrey's been out the whole season. The best laid plans, right?
Yeah.
And you don't get you don't get that many years where it's really in the window where you can win it. And then you get a couple of bad injuries and there it goes.
Yeah,
so
San Francisco decided not to trade Ayuk for what would have been a healthy return, because they're in a Super Bowl window. We're going for it. We're going to try to go win it while we've got Debo and McCaffrey and Kittle, and now Ayuk gets hurt and he's out for the year, and just, yeah, it's really tough.
Nico Collins, that's not going to be so long-term apparently, but look what he's meant to Houston since he got hurt in the Bills game. They really didn't do anything the rest of the game.
Right.
After Collins left on that touchdown for 14-3, and they finished with 23 points. And then this last game, Stroud didn't get to 90 yards. He had Dell, he had Diggs, he had Schultz. I mean, 86 passing yards. So, obviously, what are you hearing that you didn't know? I mean, these are super important players, high stakes, teams willing to trade draft picks for that one extra guy. Hopefully, they make it through the year. Cooper Kupp, that's Cooper. Amari Cooper doesn't get me to this sort of like instinctively, but Cooper Kupp does. Because he's been hurt a lot.
Yes.
You know, hamstring and ankle and right. 31 years old. He gets a lot of credit. I know Stefania Bell of ESPN is big on this, like for just how he works and, you know, how studious he is about his body. But still, like, this kind of thing is undefeated. We'll see what happens with him. But I think that's very interesting if he's available from the Rams standpoint. Ross Tucker at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.